This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden will appear with his newly named running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, on Wednesday. The pair will make their first appearance as a ticket in the eastern U.S. city of Wilmington, Delaware. Biden and Harris are scheduled to deliver remarks just days before Biden formally accepts the Democratic presidential nomination during the party's national convention, which will take place largely as a virtual event next week due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Republican convention, where President Donald Trump is set to be nominated to seek a second four-year term, follows a week later and kicks off the sprint for the November general election. Harris is the first Black woman and first Asian American to appear on a major party U.S. presidential ticket. She is the daughter of two immigrants, her mother from India and her father from Jamaica. At least 10 people were killed in Somalia's central Mudug region due to fighting between Al-Shabaab and armed residents. Witnesses and officials said at least 5 people were left injured as well. The fighting started Wednesday after heavily armed Al-Shabaab militants who control parts of the region tried to impose taxes on the residents of Shabello village. The head of the village, Mohammed Ibrahim, told VOA Al-Shabaab members attempted to seize the village. Residents said the militants briefly took control and burned houses and businesses. Al-Shabaab militants have claimed responsibility for the attack, describing the village as a Somali military base, a claim denied by residents. U.S. stocks opened higher on Wednesday, with the S&P 500 edging closer to an all-time high. More stories for you on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. British Transport Police say 3 people have been pronounced dead at the scene of a train derailment in Scotland on Wednesday. 6 others were taken to the hospital, but their injuries were not thought to be serious, that according to police in their statement. The statement said the driver of the train was believed to be among the dead, according to Reuters. Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon called the derailment near Stonehaven an extremely serious incident early on in the day. The arrest of pro-democracy media mogul Jimmy Lai in Hong Kong and the high-profile police raid on the Apple Daily newspaper this week has stoked widespread fears of the end of Hong Kong as a city where information and opinions are freely aired. The 71-year-old was one of 10 people arrested Monday for violating the national security law imposed by China on July 1st. Among the others arrested, 2 of Lai's sons, 4 senior executives at Lai's Next Digital Company, and 3 activists, including 23-year-old Agnes Chow. Lai and Chow were released on bail late Tuesday. Lai was held on charges including subversion and collusion with a foreign country, which are new offenses under the new national security law, carrying a maximum sentence of life imprisonment. According to the Interior Ministry, Belarusian police detained more than 1,000 protesters on the 3rd night of protests Tuesday. The protests have broken out over a contested election handing a new term to President Alexander Lukashenko. The ministry said 51 protesters and 14 police officers were hurt during the protests overnight. Germany's foreign minister said on Wednesday as he toured a Beirut port that Lebanon needed a government that can fight corruption and enact reforms. Foreign Minister Heiko Maas toured the scene of a devastating explosion that has triggered protests and led the government to resign. Last week's blast at a warehouse killed at least 171 people, injured some 6,000, and damaged swaths of the Mediterranean city, compounding a deep economic and financial crisis. The warehouse is said to have stored highly explosive material. Maas gave a check for over 1 million euro to the Lebanese Red Cross, part of 20 million euros in humanitarian aid from Germany. The French Foreign Ministry said Wednesday that French citizens should avoid going to Niger. This comes after 6 French aid workers were shot and killed in Niger on August 9th. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.